The WLEW, News and Public Affairs Department, now presents What Do You Think? Here is your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. It is currently about 9 minutes past 10 o'clock. Our guest today is Jennifer Rothy. She's in Cairo today. She's with the Human Development Commission. We've been talking about one of the programs they have over there, and it's kind of appropriate as it is tax time. You have a program for the Earned Income Tax Credit, I understand.
Yes, that is correct.
And what basically is the program? Are you trying to help people get this, what they're due? Because a lot of people, I think, miss this.
Absolutely. The program is for people who qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit. And for people who don't know what that is, it's a refundable credit for low-income working individuals and families, which can be up to $5,751 for the 2011 tax year. So the Earned Income Credit is a wonderful way for people to increase their household income.
And is it a program that people probably think they don't qualify for, but they do because maybe the guidelines are rather liberal?
The guidelines are actually, they're rather straightforward. In terms of what the Earned Income Tax Credit looks at, it looks at the amount of household income in the household. It looks at whether or not they are married filing joint or whether they are individuals. Whether they have children that they would be in the household. So there's actually a series of questions that we have put together in a brochure and to help people figure out whether or not they're qualified for the Earned Income Tax Credit.
And I would imagine it, the amount of income you have would rise depending on if you have more dependents and such drawing on your income.
Absolutely, absolutely. As a matter of fact, a family with two or more qualifying children could make up to $49,000 and still qualify for this Earned Income Tax Credit.
And if you don't take it, it just stays with the government anyway. It's not like it's helping anything else. You might as well get it back into your own pocket.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the program we offer, actually, we provide the service of preparing people who qualify for this Earned Income Tax Credit free of charge. We don't charge them to prepare their taxes, so that's additional money that they get to keep within their household to spend on everyday living.
And you have a lot of programs here to help people who are in a financial pinch, and this is one of them.
Absolutely, yes. We have food programs. We have senior services that we offer. Yes, there are a wide variety of programs that the Human Development Commission offers. Housing is another large program that we run within the organization.
And how did this particular program come about? Was this something that you just basically saw a need for? Was there an existing program out there that you got funding for, or how did this come about?
This program, the Earned Income Tax Credit program, is actually one that we offered. We've been offering for several years. I personally participated in the program last year. It is grant-funded, so we do have rules and regulations that we have to follow based on receiving the grant, so that's why it's for individuals that have earned income, such as W-2s, wages, tips, and other employee compensation.
Well, you'd have to have income to have earned income tax credit.
Correct. It's not for people that are just living on Social Security or SSI disability type stuff. It is something that you have to go out and earn as part of a job.
Is there concern that this program is going to go by the by? I mean, the Earned Income Tax Credit, there's been talk about, lowering it or eliminating it.
Yes, actually, when we went through our training this year, it was discussed that not only at the federal level, but at the state level, there is the very real possibility that the Michigan Earned Income Tax Credit will be reduced significantly for the 2012 tax year.
And did they anticipate how it would be reduced, whether it would be the thresholds you'd qualify or just the amount you get back or maybe a little of both?
The way that it was discussed in training was that it would be the amount that would come back. Currently, the Michigan Earned Income Tax Credit is 20% of the federal Earned Income Tax Credit, and As discussed in training, it was going to be reduced to, I believe, 6% of the federal income, earned income tax credit.
Is it generally, if you qualify for the federal, you'd qualify for the state, or is it possible that you would only qualify for one?
No, once you qualify for the federal earned income tax credit, you automatically qualify for the Michigan earned income tax credit.
So it takes a little of the complication out of the equation here.
Correct, because the federal information will flow right over into the state.
Any average on what people are getting back? I mean, you mentioned the maximum, but is there probably a best case scenario?
Yes, that's the best case scenario. On average, in 2009, which is the most recent statistic, the average was $2,100.
Well, that's a significant chunk of change that people can use in the heating season and all of that.
Absolutely, that is a very significant chunk of money.
And this would come back as part of a refund with your taxes?
Yes. And we encourage people to use the direct deposit feature when they're filing their taxes so that they get their money back even faster rather than having to wait for a check to come in the mail.
Is this something you could file retroactive if you find out you qualified this year and you've had basically the same situation the past few years? Could you amend your former taxes, maybe help yourself out and get some of that other money back?
That is a very real possibility, yes. So I believe you can go back 3 years.
3 years. Well, if you're talking an average of $2,000 over 3 years, that's a down payment on a car.
Yes, a nice, reliable vehicle.
Yes. So it's an important program for people to take advantage of and to get back what they're owed and all this kind of money goes to people who is going to spend it in our local area anyway. So it's good for our local economy.
Yes.
Okay. How do people participate? Do they need to make appointments? How do they do this?
Yes, actually, the Human Development Commission services Huron, Lapeer, Sanilac, and Tuscola counties.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on where they're located, they would want to contact their local office. In the Huron County area, the phone number is area code 989-269-9502.
And do they explain on the phone what you're going to need to bring to make this fly?
Yes, actually the receptionists actually have an eligibility checklist. They have a few screening questions to ask. So you would want to have your W-2s and income sources handy so that you can answer some of their questions because they will be screening to see if you fit the basic criteria.
And if you do, then you can make an appointment and
come in and get your taxes done free of charge.
Now, is there a long waiting list for this? It seems like it's a service people would take advantage of.
Yes, when people qualify, they do take advantage of it. However, we have some great people hired this year to do the taxes, so there is not a long waiting list. Typically, we can get people in within a week.
Within a week.
To get their taxes turned in, and we do offer an e-file option, which again speeds up the return process that the IRS receives the return electronically, which is again faster than putting it in via the mail.
And if you use the option to have it automatically deposited, it's even faster.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, and if we cover, you know, northern Sanilac and Tuscola County, you contact your office in that county for people in those areas?
Yes, and I also have an 800 number.
Oh, okay.
You like the 800 number?
Sure.
All right, the 1-800-843-6394 will come into our central office here in Caro.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, we can provide the local area Sanilac office number.
About how much time does this take to do? I imagine it depends on how complicated things are, but I mean, is it a half hour, an hour? How do you schedule it?
Typically, we allot 45 minutes for people to get their taxes done.
Okay, and basically they just have to meet certain qualifications and they can come in and take advantage of your program that you're offering.
Yes.
And again, those numbers?
Again, the numbers, the 800 number for Human Development Commission is 1-800-843-6394. The Huron County office is area code 989-269-9502, and our Sanilac office is area code 810-648-4497.
Now, as I've had individuals from the Human Development Commission on before, and they've always told me that initially when somebody goes in, they kind of do like a survey thing to find their needs. Is this something a bit different than that? Because they're looking to see if there's other programs that may help them. Is this strictly you're coming in for this?
Correct. In this instance, we would strictly be looking at taxes. However, there are brochures available in the lobby.
Mm-hmm.
And we could set up an appointment if need be to meet one of our client advocates to see what other programs within the agency they qualify for.
If they're having problems making their heat bill, if they're having problems with maybe a pending foreclosure, you have programs in place to help people deal with this.
Yes.
All right. Well, I appreciate you taking time with us today. If you could give that 800 number again, if people want to participate, they can do so.
ARIE-ARCS 1-800.
Mm-hmm.
843-6394, and that's the Human Development Commission.
And basically during regular business hours, 8:30 till 5?
Actually, we open at 7:30 in the morning, and we are open until 5:30 Monday through Wednesday, and Thursdays from 7:30 in the morning till 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
So business hours pretty much, and then a little extra if you're heading off for work earlier, and get things set up and make an appointment, and perhaps get yourself a nice chunk of change back.
Yes.
I thank you for taking time with us today.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.